powerful gospel in scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
People of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang Ginintuang Gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na si Buano Bulawanong Gia. Brother Angus, once again, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to have you on board.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
And the whole week, God protected us.
Amen.
From all kinds of evil.
Yep.
And do you know what had happened in Los Angeles, California?
The bushfires, yes.
Yes.
Out of control.
Because there was an event, the woman, she was mocking God while in the event. So after that, there was a fire.
Gosh.
And the woman, she apologized in public. But still, she did not mention God. Only public apology to her followers in Instagram.
Wow.
But he committed sin against God. So if he apologize must be first to God and secondly to the people. So they know now that it is not God to mock God. Okay, Brother Angus, before we proceed, and I have some friends who are celebrating their birthday once again. I would like to pray our so we can serve them. We don't have anything that we can to give them because they are celebrant, but we can serve them by playing a song.
Praise God.
So, the same. Happy birthday, Mahal. Oh, happy birthday, my love. So, happy birthday sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, lalo na ang aking pinsang buo, Ima Dayula. Happy birthday, eh? More birthdays to celebrate with good health. God bless you and all your loved ones. My first degree cousin, Ima. She was celebrating her birthday for the past few days. So, sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo din to, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, pakinggan natin, happy birthday, Mahal, by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
This song is from Robert's Hard to Find Music Library.
Thanks be to God that we have played our song for those who are celebrating their birthdays. Once again, happy birthday.
Hallelujah.
At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. At Brother Angus, we play our gospel song. It is no secret by Jim Rims.
Oh, yes.
So
what God can do.
Yeah, yeah. So let us listen, brothers and sisters who are listening and who are watching this video. Thanks be to God. Let us listen this. There is no secret.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Love that died for me.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened. I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open,
salamat na pakinggan na natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, ang ating gospel song. So ituloy natin, Brother Angus, let us proceed.
Hallelujah.
And just read please the our main text, and after that I ask you please for to pray for our to proceed our program.
All right. Luke chapter 8, verse 17-18. I will read it in the English Bible. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. The word of God. Amen.
Amen. Please pray for our...
Yes, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that you are moving today in this world. You said that nothing is done other than by your Holy Spirit. We ask that you would be with us this morning. Bless all our listeners, and especially in our language of Tagalog and the different dialects. We pray in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. So I will read it in Tagalog, the main text that you Amen. Have already
yep.
read. Sapagkat walang bagay na tatago na di mahahayag o walang lihim na di makilala kilala at mapapasa liwanag. Ingatan ninyo kung paano ang inyong pakikinig sapagkat sino mang mayroon ay bibigyan at ang sino mang wala pati ng inaakala niyang nasa kanya ay aalisin. Okay, Brother Angus.
Amen. In our word today, we've spoken, this is what part 12, and we've learned over the weeks, and certainly God has been good to us to explain, there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, nor something secret. Now, God and His word is very direct. Let's talk about a principle this morning. The difference is in how and what you have matters to God. Let me say that again. The difference is in how, H-O-W, and what, W-H-A-T, you have matters to God. I'm going to reference us this morning, Roland, to the John chapter 1, verse 1. It says that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word coexisted in the beginning with God. It says in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, verse 35, Peter the apostle stood up and he said, he opened his mouth and he spoke boldly, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Acts chapter 10, 36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Now,
Amen.
Back to this principle. I want to talk about this morning, Roland, because I believe that this is a principle that we must apply the year 2025. What you, how, and what. These are just two words. If we use it as we go through the scriptures, we will realize that God is speaking to us about the how and the what. Let's take an example. In Matthew chapter 6, Matthew the 6th chapter, very commonly known as the Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God chapter. But I want to take a very important thought here. There are two things that God speaks about that are seen, not by men, but by God. Roland, one is our giving, and the other one is our praying. So in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 2, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, when you are doing something charitable, do not sound a trumpet. Don't be loud. But what does the Bible said? But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is.
Yeah.
What? Why is that? Because we are very proudful. There's so much conceit and pride in the heart of man. Secondly, in verse 5 of Matthew 6, he says this, when you pray, you shall not be like the what?
Like
actors. Don't be an actor. And he says in verse 6, when you pray, go into your private room and you pray in secret. There's a saying here that we should come back to about the how and the what. God says that how you pray is not what you pray. How you pray. So much of today's doctrine we know today is how you should pray. How you should pray. You know, okay, so what are the ways of prayer? The heart of a man is open before the Lord, And he says, Lord, remember me. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you've shut your door, pray to your Father who sees in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Roland. I'll let you say some words.
Yes. So, because at the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, there are a lot of hypocrites. They are very showy. They want people see them that they are religious.
Yeah.
But actually not.
No.
So God knows the heart.
That's right.
Yeah.
So God's way is with the heart.
He
sees the heart of man. And he says, I am open to your prayers. When you pray, I'll do this for you. I'll open the heavens and I will shower you the blessings that you cannot contain. We should never be frightened. We should also come to God in prayer and say, God, my heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive
for those
who have debted
against us.
Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us
from evil. Amen.
Yeah, for thine is what? Thy kingdom, thy glory. Amen. Now, one of the things I wanted to say this morning is that Matthew, in chapter 18, we'll just go to Matthew chapter 18, please. And he says in verse 2, then Jesus called together a little child.
Yes.
Put him in the midst of the disciples, and he said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become a little child, you will by no means what? Enter the kingdom of God. For such is the kingdom of God. Then he says in verse 4, this is again dealing with the childlike heart.
Humble.
Yeah. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as the little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And he says also, verse 7, woe to the world because of the offenses, for offenses must come. You know, we're talking about the fires. We're talking about that lady this morning. For offenses must come, but woe to that man whom the offenses come. This is what he says in verse 8, Roland. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, what should we do with it? We should cut it off. So sin is no longer to be tolerated. Now, isn't it interesting that Jesus is using a child? He said to be great in the kingdom of God, you must be like a little child.
Yeah.
Yep. So he gives us grace to understand that the kingdom is not built on pride, but it's built on the humility of the heart. So in the Beatitude, Jesus is giving us secrets into the kingdom so that we might know that blessed is he who is poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, amen. The difference is in how and what we do with the kingdom. If God gives us bread, we share it with people.
Amen.
If God gives us an extra shirt, we give it to someone. If God gives us an extra pair of shoes, we give it to someone.
Yes.
Because God has given us the kingdom in our hearts. And he says, in your heart there is greatness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus is always talking about the righteousness of God. This is a great secret, Roland. And I think today we should learn and encourage each other. For after these things, he says, the Gentiles seek. What are those things? Clothes? Food? They're looking for reputation.
Yes.
They're looking for something that can give them a... Do you know what the word of status means? S-T-A-T-U-S. Status means how you view life. Are you a middle class? Are you upper class? Are you lower class? But Jesus says, really, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteousness.
Amen.
Verse 34.
So that is the status of the people.
The status of the people.
What was he looking for?
He's looking for people who have a kingdom heart. And he says in verse 34, this is the qualification. Now, you know how you talk about a status means, are you employed? Are you unemployed? Are you a male? Are you a female? Do you have a family? Where do you live? How do you live? In verse 34, Jesus says, first thing is, do not
worry.
Now, how would you like to come into the kingdom where there is no more worry, no more pain, no more suffering? There's no more rich, there's no more poor. There's no more crying, there's no more sadness.
No more death.
No more death, yes. So what is the first criteria to be in the kingdom of God? Don't worry. Repent. Change your heart. Give God the glory. And acknowledge that you are a sinner saved by grace. Amen. So, Roland, in verse 30, he says this in verse 30 of Matthew 6. Now, if God so clothes
the grasses in the field,
what should he do to you? What should he do to you?
So if God clothes the grass in the field, so we are valuable. We are precious.
Yeah. And what he says about our mouth, verse 31, therefore do not, again that same word, don't worry, saying,
What to drink?
What shall we wear?
Yes.
Now, 32 is the guarantor. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father, remember we talked about this earlier? He said that when you pray, what do you do? Hide yourself. He says, when you come to that place of need, your heavenly Father knows your need.
And we've been our ones.
Yeah.
But the very important, not our wants, but our needs.
Yeah. What can you bring to the kingdom of God but your heart?
With humble hearts.
And your prayer. And your giving. How can you give? Jesus said, even a cup of water. I give to you a cup of water. Yes. Hello, Roland. Here's a cup of water. Jesus said, you will be rewarded.
Yeah. So even that.
A cup of water.
Yeah.
One cup of water. That's the greatness of the kingdom of God.
So you will not lose reward.
No.
In heaven.
If you open the door for someone, will you miss a reward? No, you will not miss a reward. If you pat someone on the back and said, God bless you. So, in bringing this together, verse 21 of Matthew 7. Not everyone who says to me, I think Roland, you shared to me about this when we were going to Hamilton. You said about this. Not everyone who says to me,
yes,
Lord, Lord,
can enter the kingdom of God.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord.
Amen.
But what does it say? Many will say to me in that day, but we prophesied.
Yes.
But we cast out demons. We did wonders in your name. Roland, what will he say to you? Verse 23. Depart from me.
Oh, not me. No. I keep on doing the will of God. Maybe it's someone else.
What does he say in verse 24, which comes back to what we were talking before? Therefore, whoever hears these sayings and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the heat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on the house, and it fell. And great was his fall. So what do we do today, Roland? We build our house on the rock.
Not on the sand.
No.
Yes.
That is our story this morning. Thank you for the opportunity. May God bless you.
Okay, how about the Hebrew chapter 8, verse 10?
Oh, yes.
Or 12.
That is a good verse. Are you aware of that verse?
I did not read, but we can get something from it.
Verse 10, for this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God. They shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall, guess what, Roland? Know me. All shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.
Amen. In the last days.
In the last days, yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a Tagalog version for that?
Yeah, I will read.
Thank you.
Sapagkat ito ang pakikipagtipang aking gagawin sa sangbayan yanan ni Israel. Pagkatapos ng araw ng yaon, sinasabi ng Panginoon, ilalagay ko ang aking mga kautusan sa kanilang pag-iisip. At sa kanilang mga puso'y aking isusulat ang mga ito. At ako'y magiging Diyos nila. At sila'y magiging bayan ko. At hindi magtuturo ang bawat isa sa kanilang kababayan. At ang bawat isa, isa't isa sa kanyang kapatid na nasasabing kilalalin mo ang Panginoon sapagkat ako'y makilala ng lahat mula sa kalitliitan hanggang sa kadakilaan sa kanila. Last verse, 12. Sapagkat ako'y magiging mahabagin sa kanilang kalikuan at ang kanilang mga kasalanan ay hindi ko na aalahanin pa. Thanks be to God. Very nice.
Powerful word.
Yeah.
So this is what we call prophecy, the end of times. Do you like the word?
Yes, very nice.
No more teaching one to the other.
Yes.
God says, I will be in them and I will reveal myself.
So as of now, because we are not on this time,
yeah.
So we need someone who are...
We are seeking and searching for the lost
yes.
and found.
We need someone whose heart belongs to God.
But one day, the tide will change.
Yes.
One day, there will be no
Nobody
more.
Will teach you.
Yeah.
Nobody will teach me.
No.
Nobody will teach
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Only God.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
yeah.
our knowledge is limited.
Yeah.
So that's why there yeah. are a lot of
yeah.
action.
Yeah.
There are a lot of denomination. Yeah. Your language.